What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. Oh my god, we are back for another episode of the Scavoli Show. We love you, Chris. I know you fucking do. I know you love me, just so you all know. I know you love me. But guys, welcome back to the Scavoli Show. I've missed you so much, unfortunately. I hope everybody's doing great during the coronavirus. Hope no one has corona listening. My love and support go out to you guys. We have a very special guest. This guy is super talented, so fucking talented. I just don't know the words because he's so fucking talented. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing my friend, Alan Ford, the portrait guy. Woo! Alan.
Hey, Chris. There,
Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, thank Jesus. Thank the Lordy. Thank you, Lordy. But how are you, Alan?
You know, I'm doing good. It's been a beautiful day here in sunny Middlebury, Indiana. Loving life.
I love Indiana. That's such a small little country, little state. I call it the country, but it's a state, you know?
There is a lot of country in Indiana.
There, I heard there's a lot of, like, farmland in Indiana. Is that true?
Yes. Oh, especially shit. In my area, there's tons of farmland.
Now, are your houses spaced out? Or no, like on top of each other, like New York or something?
No, they're very, very spaced out. I kind of live in a little neighborhood, so, you know, I have neighbors and stuff. But as soon as you get out of town, it's all farmland. Everybody's spaced out. It's really pretty.
Oh, that's awesome. I really want to be in Indiana. I feel like Indiana Jones then, you know? I feel like them. But how is everybody? How is your family during coronavirus? Is everybody well? Is everybody good?
Yeah, it's just me and my wife in the house. We're both doing fine. My parents are fine. Thank goodness we haven't really had to deal with anything ourselves, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so happy to hear that. So, Alan, you're the portrait guy, as I named you in the beginning. Now, I told some people that you're fucking awesome. So you are fucking awesome to me. So can you tell the people what you do and how you do them?
I've kind of taken to calling myself a fan artist. I did start off as kind of a portrait guy, I guess. I did a lot of pet portraits and portraits of, you know, grandkids and anniversary stuff. And I still do that every once in a while. But over the last few years, I've really started to get into what I like a lot, which is sci-fi, comics, fiction stuff. So I'll do anything from a, you know, a straight up portrait of characters to an actual scene, or lately I've been doing movie poster style illustrations where I actually design the piece and include typography and multiple elements to it, and come out with these really what I hope are very nice, well-designed pieces.
That's, and I bought two of your pieces, like I said to you before we started the show. I cannot wait. Like, you know, I like repeat myself like 10 million times, but I'm so I'm so excited for the Ahsoka portraits that I'm getting from you. I'm so excited. They look fucking amazing. I even showed my mom. My mom was like, what did you buy now? I was like, well, look at this print. This is like my friend Alan Ford. Like, this guy is fucking talented. She goes, that is really nice. She said, she was like, does he make them? I go, no, mom, Harry Potter makes them and then sends them to him. Like, what is, like, no, he does not make them. He definitely makes them. Oh my God, parents.
So Chris, you're telling me I have Scavoli mom approval?
You do. You have Scavoli mom. Oh, that sounds good. I actually like that. That's cool.
Awesome.
That's awesome. But yeah, she loves them. I just have to buy the prints for them, and the frames. Excuse me, the frames for them. And you texted me the print sizes. So the print sizes. Oh my God, the fucking frame sizes. Why do I keep saying prints? But the frame sizes, I'm definitely have to get from like Michaels or something to put them on my wall, because I want them framed. I was like to my mom, I was like, maybe I could just tape them on. She was like, no, what the fuck's wrong with you? She go, you messed them up. I was like, okay, I won't do that. I won't do that. All right.
They do look better in frames. I'll give her that.
Yeah, they do. They do. And I saw, like, I was looking at my walls because I do have some Clone Wars from the Star Wars up in my room. I have Ahsoka, and then I have the poster of the Clone Wars, like the poster to the whole final season. And I have them framed, but they're so small. I got them so small. I should have got them a little bigger. But that's the frame. I like them framed. So
right. Yeah, it adds a little punch.
It does. So, Alan, you like I was saying, you make Ahsoka Tano. Biggest, I feel like, Clone Wars character in that series. I feel like she came in and Captain Rex and all the clones. Because we didn't know what the clones were in Revenge of the Sith. We all knew Order 66, but we didn't know why the clones turned. But now in the Clone Wars, through seven seasons, we find all that out. So what made you choose Ahsoka Tano and not like an Obi-Wan Kenobi or an Anakin Skywalker or even the clones, Captain Rex?
Right. So first of all, I love Obi-Wan Kenobi. I love Anakin Skywalker. I think they're great characters. I'm a big fan of Anakin's story arc. Because he deals with a lot of the stuff that we all deal with. I mean, he was manipulated all his life and he got screwed, you know, he got played. And I think that's a powerful story. What I like about Ahsoka is that in a lot of ways she's parallel to Anakin, but also an opposite of Anakin. She also got played. She got betrayed. She found out that the things she believed in weren't everything that she thought they were. And she could have easily gone dark side, but she didn't let the betrayal and the pain change the fact that she was a good person, and she didn't let it change her. And I think that's a beautiful story, and I'm glad we got to see it. You know, we didn't, obviously she's not in the movies, but I'm glad we got Clone Wars and Rebels. Yes. Because we see that even though she dealt with some pretty hard stuff, she stayed true to the good person she wanted to be. You know, after Clone Wars, she found a way to get involved in the rebellion. She found a way to do good and to help people. So she stuck to that core value. Anakin turned, you know, he let his pain turn him into something bad, which is realistic, but it's not what Ahsoka chose.
Yeah, and I feel like Ahsoka, like, I think Dave Filoni said it in an interview where he was just, I think he did, I saw, I think I was watching something and, like, a breakdown, like, a YouTube breakdown or that this, like, Star Wars or something like that, like, the Star Wars YouTube channels. So they were saying that she is like a Qui-Gon Jinn, like, she is relatable to Qui-Gon Jinn, because Qui-Gon Jinn, what did they say in the, I know what they said, but I can't say it. They said, like, a Qui-Gon he can let love in. You can love somebody, but, like, you can't, like, let your feelings get ahead of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't love in deep.
Right.
You know, don't, like, get married, have babies. You know, you can love. You can have that feeling, but you can't have, like, that deep emotionally connection. And I feel like that's with Ahsoka. And Ahsoka is with that guy. Like, I don't know what season that is. With the fur coat. I forgot what season that was. What season? Do you know what season that was?
I can't remember the season, but I think his name is Lux.
Yes, the kid Lux. And I feel like she likes him. She does like him. And I feel like she wants to go with him. Like, she wants to, like, I think he says it in the episode. Like, let's just run away together, me and you. That's it. No one has to know. But I feel like she didn't do that. And that's where that connection comes from. Because she didn't let her love for him go deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she's a very compassionate person and a very good person. But I think she also understands her duty to a larger cause. Whether, you know, she thought it was with the Jedi, and she found out that wasn't going to work for her. But she didn't lose her connection to a larger cause, which I think makes her a great character, a good person, you know, somebody that we can relate to.
Yeah, like she's my, I can definitely relate to her. I love her so much.
So that's the long answer to why I drew Ahsoka. She's also very pretty and she has cool clothes. So, you know, that's the short answer.
She really does. They made her so pretty. They really did. They made her gorgeous. And then I didn't like her outfit was okay in season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I loved her outfit in season 7. I don't know how they redid it and everything. Like, I love season 7's outfit. Like, she looks hot, cute, whatever you want to call it. She just looks amazing in season 7.
I think she looks like a full-on adult. I mean, I think that's the change I liked in season 7. In the earlier seasons, she was kind of a kid. I mean, obviously in the first two, she was like, what, 14? So she was a kid. Yeah. And then later on, you know, you could see her growing up. She's 16, 17. Kind of a mature teenager, but in season 7, she's grown up emotionally and just in her personality. And I think her outfits highlight that too. She's a woman now, and she's out there to kick butt.
Yeah, she's in her prime.
Yeah,
as I feel like she's like in her 20s. I think then, or maybe 18. I'm not sure how. Like I know in season 1 she was 14. Season, I don't know, like, they don't do birthdays in Star Wars. Like, they don't do that. So we just have to, like, okay, she can turn 18 today, or when's her birthday? So we have no clue how old she is. But I feel like she's, like, 18 going into her 20s. Because Anakin has to be in his 20s, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And Obi-Wan has to be in his 30s. Yeah, he has to be. Late 30s.
So she's, but yeah, I think she definitely, she's grown up. And then, you know, we see that carry right into Rebels where she's a full on warrior and she's a leader.
Yeah. I loved her in Rebels. I watched Rebels before the Clone Wars. And then I saw Ahsoka and I was like, who's this girl? Then I had to watch the Clone Wars to figure out who she was.
Yeah.
And then I was shocked to see that Anakin had a Padawan. Because in Revenge of the Sith or Attack of the Clones, we don't get that. So I was like surprised, but I was like, okay, let's see how this girl goes. And no one liked her in the beginning. Everybody hated this girl because she was whiny, bratty. Well, that's what all 14-year-old girls are, bratty bitches, you know. think they can be the shit, you know, but like, you know, nothing at 14. So that's how Ahsoka, I feel like, was.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I really like, but you know what? That's realistic, right, Chris? I mean, like you said, girls are like that. Little boys are like that. But when they grow up into good people, I think that's realistic. And I think they made her a realistic character.
And I think everybody, like, after people watched it, I felt like people, like, could relate to her. Like, people were like, oh, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I get her.
And we're rooting for her.
And
in
we
the
are,
series,
and
we're I, rooting I, for her. We know that she's been through some tough stuff, and we want her to do good.
Yeah, we can't wait to see her in The Mandalorian and her show. Like, I feel like there will be another Rebels like animation series. That's a rumor to come out this fall with The Mandalorian or after The Mandalorian. I'm not sure where that time frame is.
It'll be interesting how they work the timeline in. I was just talking to a friend of mine about that. Because, you know, at the end of Rebels, we have that prologue where she shows up to go off with Sabine. And they don't really make it very clear when that was or when that took place. You know, how long after the Battle of Endor that was. I think it's supposed to be a couple of years. But so how much time has passed? We don't really know. And then when does her appearance in Mandalorian relate to that? And are they still looking for Ezra? Have they not started yet? Have they already found him? It'll be kind of interesting to see how they work that timeline in.
It is, and everybody is rumored to be in it. Captain Rex, Bo-Katan, Ahsoka, of course. Everybody's like rumored to be in the show, but how are you going to fit like that much action in? Like, what is Ahsoka's story going to be? Because The Mandalorian takes place after Darth Vader's death.
Right.
So that last movie with Luke until Rey's story begins with the Skywalker saga. That's funny to see. She's still alive, of course, but it's funny to see how that will like click. Like, I don't know. Like, I could say, like, does she still, like, does she know that Anakin died? Like, do we get that emotion? Like, will she train the child? Because he needs a trainer. He needs a Jedi. So Mandalorian can't train him.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways this could go with bringing some of Filoni's other characters in. I think there's a lot of cool possibilities.
There is, and I'm excited to see everything that is coming. And I'm so excited for you to make sense of every single thing that is coming. So that is your job, Alan. That is your job.
I accept the challenge.
But, guys, we got to take a break real quick. Alan, you sit right there and you wait for me to start the second chapter.
We'll okay? do.
All right, guys, we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. Motherfuckers! What is up, everybody? We are back, baby. We are back to the Scavoli Show with my talented friend, Alan Four. Alan, are you there, man?
I am here.
Thank Jesus. Thank God. I was a little worried because I was a little scared. Just a little worried, you know.
Here for you, Chris. It's going to be okay.
Oh, thank you. At least someone could tell me that. No one wants to cuddle with me or play air guitar with me no more, you know? Like, just going through withdrawals of that, Alan. Just going through. But anyway, enough about my sad stories. So we were talking about, Alan, about Ahsoka and your portraits of why you made Ahsoka. Now I want to know that you are graphic design. You went to college for graphic design, right? Am I correct on that?
Half correct. I went to Columbus College of Art and Design about 20 years ago. And I took a lot of graphic design courses. I actually went to school more for what I'm doing now. I always wanted to be a movie poster artist. Until I graduated and realized that everybody did photographic movie posters now, and that I was never going to be Drew Struzan. So, and that I didn't really want to work in the movie industry. So I ended up working for a very early e-commerce company, back when e-commerce was just a baby. So we designed websites, very early websites. So I did a lot of graphic design work early on, but I was always kind of doing freelance illustration and stuff on the side. I did some magazine work and a couple book covers, things like that. But, you know, it's a real saturated market. There's a lot of artists looking for those jobs. So that was tough, and it was a lot more stressful than I wanted it to be. So I kind of settled into doing freelance stuff, you know, on the side. And then social media came along, and it got a lot easier to
post, you know,
get in front of a lot of eyes, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of evolved from there. And now my work is about half and half. I work for myself. I do freelance graphic design, but I also do the fan art.
Oh, that's awesome. So with the so when did you know you could fucking draw like that? When did you know that you had that talent to do it, or you practiced it so many times as a young man or a young boy in elementary school, or a young man in middle school and high school or college? It really clicked that you could draw, or your parents were like, my son could draw, he's a fucking beast, and that's it?
Well, it was always something I liked to do, and I was definitely drawing all the time in middle school and high school, mostly when I shouldn't have been, like drawing through math class and stuff like that. So I always liked it, and I always wanted to do it. But I feel like I still learn stuff with every piece that I do. So that's one of the cool things about it. I look at the stuff I did a year ago and think, boy, I could do that better now. So one of the cool things is you're kind of always growing and learning new things and getting a little better, hopefully.
Yeah, because every time you do a new piece, like, you learn something about what you're doing too.
Exactly.
So that's great. Now, with these pieces you do, now, like we said about the Ahsoka, because I'm always going to say Ahsoka because you're my portrait guy for Ahsoka.
Stay with that.
So you're my portrait Ahsoka guy. Now, with these pieces, are these pieces for your sake? Like, okay, I love, just say you did, like, you did some pieces that were Star Trek, you did some pieces that were Marvel. Like, do you go for the important characters, or you go for, like, you know, let's do an Ahsoka Tano that is an important character, but she also has a message behind her?
A little bit of both. There's a lot of factors, and I don't mean to make it sound more philosophical than it is. I really just do cool stuff, but I want to do stuff that people will like, that people will have fun with. I want to do something that I know something about and feel something about. And usually I get to do those projects. Sometimes people ask me to do a character I'm not that familiar with. I'll try to do a little research on them so I know at least kind of what I'm talking about. But for the most part, I try to do projects that I am really excited about and that I know other people are really excited about. That's why Ahsoka is so easy to draw and so fun to work on projects with her, is because everybody loves her. I love her. You know, people get excited about her.
I always do. Every time someone says Ahsoka, I'm like, where is she? Is she here? Is she looking at me? Do I look good? Is my hair done? Is, like, my pants on? Because sometimes my pants goes off, you know? You never know with me. You never know.
With Ahsoka, you get the impression you can't hit on Ahsoka. You can be buddies with her, but don't hit on her.
I know.
She'll shut that down.
I know. She'll, like, scissor me or something like that. Yeah. Like, she'll, like, cut me with her lightsaber or something. Gotta cool it. Cool it, Chris. Now, with these portraits, you make them, and now, how do you do all this? Like, what is your process when you draw a character?
I use photo reference a lot. I'm not good enough to just do it out of my head. I totally admire people who can and have, you know, very expressive styles and techniques. I'm more of a realistic guy. But the materials that I use are mostly Prismacolor pencils and acrylic paint. And I work on Canson and Strathmore art papers. They're real high quality acid-free papers, so they're not going to fade. They take a lot of punishment. I tend to work in a lot of layers. And I usually push the paper just about as far as it'll go by the end of the piece. But it's great because they're real flexible, good materials. So you're getting an archival, if you buy an original, you're getting an archival piece of artwork. It's not going to fade or, diminish over time. And then when I get prints made, I work with a local print shop. I like to support my local businesses. So I've got a local printer that I use. They do great work. Everything's printed on acid-free cardstock. So you get a nice quality, good feeling print. You know, it's something you can really be proud of.
That's awesome. Now, when people get their Ahsoka, like, or they get whatever piece they have bought for you, because I know you have a lot of pieces made. And so tell the people, where do you sell them? And I want you to tell the people, if I get a piece and it gets ruined, just say I spill water on it, will the paint or color come off of it? Like, how long will your portraits last, or they will last forever?
Well, for one thing, don't spill water on an original piece of artwork.
I know that, but you know some people out
that's
there.
Never a good idea. I don't know. It's been a long time since I spilled anything on artwork, although I have done it before. Water will probably warp the paper, but it won't. I mean, the color's not going to come off, but it'll probably bubble the paper a little bit.
Oh, okay.
If you do it on a print, the print's probably toast, and you have to spend another $12.
But it's worth it, guys. It's worth it to buy another one. It is worth it. Now, where do you sell them? Where do you sell these prints at?
Well, before Rona attacked us, I was doing a lot of Comic-Cons, probably, you know, 6 or 7 a year. So I would sell them. I had a table at Comic-Cons in Artist Alley or in the vendor area, and I would sell them there, which I really loved. I love meeting everybody. I love the cosplayers. I love nerding out with, you know, the guests. and we haven't been able to do that in a while, which stinks. And frankly, I don't know when we're going to be able to do it again. And that scares me a little bit because I miss it. But online, I sell things. You can buy directly from me on my Instagram page, at Portraits by Alan on Instagram. Just DM me if you want something and we can work that out. Or you can go to my Etsy store, Etsy.com/shop/portraitsbyalan. I have most of my work is up on Etsy.
Yeah, a lot of your work. I checked it out. I stalk you sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing up front. I do stalk you. That's how I knew about the Mandalorian, the child. That's how I knew. And then I didn't see it up there, and I was like worried. And you told me that like Disney took it down. So
yeah, Disney doesn't like people selling the child stuff on Etsy for some reason.
I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. But some people do. I feel like I've seen him on Etsy.
Some people get away with it, and I don't know how, but I don't. So
I don't. There will be a warning out for your arrest, Alan, if you do it again.
I think if they take one more piece down, Etsy's going to close my store. So I probably better not do that.
Yeah, please, because we need your portraits in our lives. We need them. We do. So going back to your portraits. So when you first began this journey of you wanting to draw, did you do it just for fun? Or you drew like just you were out picking flowers one day and I want to draw an exciting moment in my life. Do you do that with your characters? Like if I do this, this is exciting to me. Do you know what I mean by that?
I always kind of did it just for fun. And at some point I started fancying myself a professional, like, hey, maybe I can actually do this and people will pay me for it. And that's still kind of a dream of mine, but so yeah, it's always kind of been for fun. And, I've always liked capturing things that excite me and, you know, things I find beautiful and exciting and, you know, fun stories. And that's honestly what I really like about, the Star Wars universe and the Star Trek universe. And you know, you've got the main stories that we see on screen, but there's all these other cool stories going on in the background that I think are neat to tell. And that's why I love what we're getting into with Clone Wars and The Mandalorian, yeah. You know, these side characters that they're not part of the great Skywalker saga, overarching galactic struggle. They're just these little people that whose lives have been affected by what's going on in the galaxy. And
And these people are out there as like the movies are going on.
Right.
So it's really cool to see like them not come together, but almost correspond with each other.
Yeah. They bump into each other because, you know, the big story has affected so much. They're going to be repercussions of that. And everybody's going to feel it in one way or another. And I like seeing these other characters.
That, yeah, of course, like the Mandalorian, Mando, Cara Dune, Kenan, Hera, Sabine, Ahsoka. So going back, so I just want to ask you a question because you're a big Ahsoka fan like I am. In The Rise of Skywalker, did you watch the movie?
Man, I'm such a bad fan. I haven't seen it yet. It came out on Disney Plus, and I've been so busy. I've been meaning to watch it, but next week for sure. I'm
canceling my orders. I'm sorry. I'm canceling.
No, but I know. Ashley Eckstein recorded a line for it, and I'm incredibly excited to hear that for myself.
It is. It's exciting to hear. And then with like, if you do like the subtitles, it's even better because then you know who says it.
Nice.
Because in when I watched it in the movie theater, I listened and when I heard her voice, I was like, oh my God, she's in it. Oh my God, where is she? I was so excited. Like people were like, yo, this kid's like crazy. Like this kid's wilding out over
he's
here.
Stroking, he's stroking out on us.
Yeah, he's stroking, he's dying. It's the end. It's the end. But, like, now, when you watch the episode, right, when you watch The Rise of Skywalker and when you see, when you hear the voices, because you're just going to hear the voices, spoiler alert.
Right.
You're not going to see them. I wish, because then I would just lose my, like, marbles. do you think Ahsoka Tano is alive?
By the time of Skywalker, I've thought about this. I don't. I think she's gone.
You think she's gone?
I think the way the story is wrapped up, I think the time of the Jedi is over. So I do think she's gone at that point.
You think so? Rise of Skywalker, she died not in the Rise of Skywalker, but sometime along that.
Sometime line. Before then, yeah, because the Rise of Skywalker before. Takes place. I mean, decades, a couple decades yeah. after the original trilogy. So she's done a lot. A lot's happened to her that we have nothing on.
Yeah. So now back to this point. Dave Filoni, if you stay tuned to his Instagram like I do, I stalk him too. And his Twitter, I stalk him too on there. He posted a little message after The Rise of Skywalker. Skywalker was in 2019, right? Before Christmas, right? The Rise of Skywalker premiere?
I think so, yeah.
He posted him, her, no, it was her, and I think it was a guy from, what the fuck is that show? Alec, can you help me with the show? It's the guy, come on, Chris. What's the show? Now it's going to haunt me for days.
I don't know, man. It's going to haunt me, too. I can't read your mind, though.
I know. It's the guy. He's old. He looks like Santa Claus and has a hat. He has a stick. Gandalf? Like that? Gandalf. But what show is that
Lord from? Of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I never watched Lord of the Rings, but I knew it was from something.
But you've been on Earth for the last 15 years, right? I mean, come on. Gandalf,
Lord of the Rings. Because I know that little creepy little alien dude is there too, that creepy little guy. So I knew him. But I never watched Lord of the Rings. I have to start because they're coming out with an Amazon Prime thing too with that show. So I have to start. I have to start. But he posted, like, if you go to his Instagram, it should still be there. And it says, people thought I was dead too. And it's her, it's him and her, just like him just saying that. And I was like, she has to be alive.
Well,
with Captain Rex. And then he posted on Twitter his not bio, but his background of his profile is Ahsoka and Rex, like on like a camel or something.
I've seen something about this. And I'm wondering if that's, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be heartbroken if she's still alive and if she shows up for the next 30 years. I mean, I'd be.
Yeah, me either. I wouldn't care. I would love. I would be sitting in the. I would sell out the movie theater by myself.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with more Ahsoka.
Yeah, me too. But I'm like, but where is she all this time though? That's the problem. Right. That's like, where is she? Like, if she does die, like you say, you think she is in. Her series, that live action series, then she's gone. Then they have to finish her story somehow.
Right. And so if she is gone, then I want to know what happened. And I want to know where she was during the rise of the First Order. Cause I don't think she would just stay out of it.
Yeah. Or she was behind the scenes, or maybe she did stay out of it. Or we don't know that. Like maybe she didn't want to do any more action, you know, or maybe her and Luke met up. We don't know if they met up at all. You know, we don't know this. Like, we don't know how long Ahsoka was for. You know, like she's coming out in The Mandalorian, which is after the Darth Vader's death. So Luke is still alive and very young. I feel like he's like maybe in his 30s, 40s, maybe. In that movie, maybe not in the movie. Maybe in that time where Mando comes in. but I'm not
sure. Yeah, because she would have been one of the only actually trained Jedi still around. So her and Luke definitely could have met up at some point.
Yeah. And then at the end of Rise of Skywalker, like, everything goes back to normal and stuff like that. Spoiler alert. And then Rey is the only Jedi left. So what goes on? All the Jedi are dead. Like, that was my point on Twitter. Like, I made a point, like, what happens now?
Right.
Like, every Jedi is dead except for Rey. Like, Luke is gone, but he's a Force ghost, so he's there. But he doesn't want to do any more movies, the actor, right, he said. Carrie Fisher, so sorry, she passed. She was a Jedi, but she's gone now. So who is left? Just Rey? And now how would you start back up the order? Like, how? Like, that's... I don't know.
I think Disney's done going forward. I think if we get any more Ahsoka, it's going to take place between whatever she does in The Mandalorian and the new trilogy.
That's just
what I think they're going to do.
And I feel like Dave Filoni has a plan with her that we don't know about. Like, he has a dark, evil, secret, awesome plan that we do not know about.
God, I hope so. Really hope so.
Me too. I really do. Really hope. But anyway, Alan, thank you so much for coming on my show.
It's been my pleasure. I do want to say one more thing. I got one more thing to say. If that's right. Okay.
No, that's so fine. Say it. Just speak your mind out.
You asked me before we came on about prints and prices and stuff. And one thing I wanted to say is everybody's dealing with a lot right now. And one of my goals with this, I've been overwhelmed by the support that I've gotten, both from fans and from collaborators. I'm working with a great cosplayer right now on a new Ahsoka piece. And I love her to death for helping me out with it. But one of the ways I've been trying to pay that back is, I could inch prices up on stuff to see what I could get away with, but I don't really want to do that. What I'm trying to do is give people something fun that they don't have to think real hard about buying, and just something nice to geek out about a little bit, share with their family. It's not a hard purchase. So if you have questions about anything, if you need deals on something, whatever, DM me on Instagram and just tell me what we can do. And I really just want people to get some fun stuff. So, always willing to do that.
And it's really awesome of what you do. I like tell you every time I FaceTime you, you're fucking awesome. Every time. And I think you're great of doing that for your portraits and everything. And I totally forgot. I should have said this before I was signing you off and goodbying you for life. I want you to talk about one more thing, and then we're good, because I feel like we accomplished a lot. You said amazing things that I loved. We talked about my favorite Jedi, Ahsoka. Now you have an Ahsoka piece coming out very soon. Tell people about that and what can they expect from that collection.
Yeah, so I've got two Ahsoka projects coming up. One is, I just posted this on my Instagram page. It's going to be a print set of Ahsoka through the years, so in her different costumes, kind of growing up. So it'll be a series of 6 portraits. Print set, be very affordable when it's done. The originals have all been spoken for, but the prints will be available hopefully within a couple of months. I'm going to get started working on those right away. The other piece that I haven't really been able to say a lot about yet is a movie poster style illustration of Ahsoka that I'm working on with a cosplayer named Ray Kennix. If you're not following her on Instagram, you absolutely should be. She's an incredible cosplayer, very talented, very sweet, very helpful, very generous person. So she's been helping me out with some reference for Ahsoka. And I'm going to be starting that piece in a week or so. So I'm probably more excited about that piece than I've ever been about any project.
I'm excited. I'm smiling so wide my mouth hurts. Like, it just keeps going. Just keeps going up, Chris. It just keeps going
no,
up.
No, it's going to be great, though.
Well, I'm so excited for it. And I can't wait for whatever you do, because you are amazing. You're an amazing person to talk to. You really are. And I thank you so much for, like, doing the prints and not making them so expensive like other prints are and other collections of Ahsoka. And I just thank you to be a great person.
Well, thank you very much.
So much.
All right. I love you, Chris. Chris, may the force be with you.
May the force be with you, guys. Thank you, Alan. Alan, one more thing. Where can everybody find you?
Instagram on at Portraits by Alan, and Etsy, same thing. Etsy.com/shop/portraitsbyalan.
Okay. And you guys can follow the Scavoli Show at The Scavoli Show on Instagram, on Twitter, Snapchat is a different one, Chris.Scavoli, and Facebook, Chris Scavoli. You know the deal. Thank you, Alan, again. I will FaceTime you right now to get more of me.
Catch you later, Chris.
Catch you later, Alan. Thank you so much again, and peace out. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your balls. Wash everything. Just wash yourself. And thank you. This is another episode of The Scavoli Show.